Another Jaguars loss, this time 44-17 to the division rival Indianapolis Colts, and the Jags fall to 0-3, but a new quarterback era is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Let's get right into it. Quarterback change at halftime. You could feel the energy inside Everbank Field.
You really could, and I think you could see the team uplift a little bit. You know, I think Gus Bradley talked about it in his press conference, but it was very apparent. I think the blocks got sustained a little bit longer. I think the running backs ran a little bit harder. I think the defense rebounded a little bit. It was good to see.
He will be the starter in San Diego and moving forward. That's not to say all is fixed on offense. There will be some growing pains still with the rookie.
Well, there's still growing pains because they're so young. But the one thing that was encouraging to me, just got done watching the film, was the offensive line I thought played better. You had two changes with Sam Young at right tackle and Luke Boenko, the rookie, going in at center. And it was better. It was not only better in pass protection, it was better in the run game.
Other side of the ball, though, not so great. Now 10 straight quarters really of being dominated. The Colts scored on all six drives of the first half. I've never seen that before.
And that's not good enough. I mean, that's just not good enough. I mean, that's the veteran side of the ball. You expect more out of that defense. You expect them to lead this football team to allow time for a young offense to develop. And right now, they're not getting it done. Gus Bradley challenged them the night before the game. They did not respond. They've got to start responding for this football team to be able to take the next step.
And certainly another challenge ahead, Philip Rivers and the San Diego
They're pretty good
Chargers.
Out there.
They can play some football for sure. It's time to hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He says no matter the outcome yesterday, that game was all about number five.
The minute Blake Bortles stepped on the field Sunday, the outcome became irrelevant. I didn't even know the score in the postgame. I actually had to look it up on my phone while I was shooting Rapid Recap last night. The story transformed from another loss, another ugly loss, to one of hope for the future. And I share that hope. Bortles looked yesterday like the kind of quarterback that will lift his team. Just look at the receivers as evidence. Guys who couldn't run the right route or even make an easy catch in the first half were money in the second. Allen Robinson made 7 catches. Allen Hurns broke that tackle, went 63 yards, and Cecil Shorts dove into the end zone for his first touchdown of the season. Perspective now replaces hope. Or at least, I hope it does. He might go Ben Roethlisberger on us and get this team on a winning streak and have it in contention in December. Big Ben went 13-0 and led the Steelers to the AFC title game as a rookie. Don't bet on it, though. Those Steelers had the best defense in football and a running game he could lean on. Bortles takes the wheel of a team that's trying to get the engine started and then just get back on the road. But if first impressions mean anything, he looks like a natural behind the wheel. And hopefully it's not too long before he's driving like Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon. Hopefully. Remember, perspective now replaces hope.
Jaguars all access tonight. Who you got, Jeff?
Allen Robinson. I thought he played very well. He wasn't perfect, but he played well. It's going to be fun, JP, watching this young group, you know, with the young wide receivers, Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee when he gets back, play with Blake Bortles because the arrow is pointing up with that group.
A lot of season left, too.
A lot of season left.
There's no doubt about that. Look for Gus Bradley press conference a little later today. Also, locker room interviews. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.